Welcome back to another fantasy hockey episode of Dropping the Gloves. Just Tim again here. Before we jump back into the position by position lineup, I want to set a couple of agenda items here. So we're doing a fantasy hockey primer. We've already covered center and left wing in previous episodes. So if you haven't listened to those, go back and check them out. We're going to give an overrated player, underrated player, and a deep sleeper for the top positions, or the top players in each position here. We're assuming Yahoo rankings. We're assuming six categories for skaters, four for goalies. That's goals, assists, shots on goal, power play points, plus minus, penalty minutes, wins, goals against, save percentage, and shutouts. And we're assuming it's a one-year league, not a keeper. So like I said, we covered center and right wing already. Go back, or left wing already. Go back and listen if you haven't. And we'll jump into right wing. So starting with overrated, an overrated player for me would be Jake Guentzel. He's a great player, obviously. Anyone would love to have him on their fantasy team. So I'm not saying he's going to be a bust or anything, but he's just ranked a little too high for my taste. He's ranked 20th overall, fifth among right wingers. I don't know them taking Jake Guentzel in my first two rounds. I'm not excited by that. He's got to put up points, but he's going to be an average contributor. And by average, I mean pretty much middle of the road for anyone really owned in a fantasy hockey league for shots on goal, penalty minutes, and plus minus. So he's not going to be elite in those categories, which make up three categories. So yeah, he's really good. He's going to score a bunch of goals. He's probably a locker, maybe pushing at least 35 this year. And he's solid with assists too. But he's not someone I'm going to be taking in the top two rounds, maybe even the third round. And remember, so much of his contribution and his performance relies on a healthy Evgeny Malkin, which we've all known is a total crapshoot. You never know. He's quite often injured. He misses time, seems like, every season. So part of what makes Guentzel such an elite player is his chemistry with Malkin. And if Malkin is hurt, then Guentzel's production is going to be hurt as well. I'd rather take a look at guys like Patrick Laine or Stamkos at that position. Steven Stamkos, by the way, I just saw this on Yahoo. He's not even ranked as a center anymore. He's a left wing and right wing, which is huge value to have either one of those. But the fact that he has both means he's a guy that should be taken way ahead of where he's taken. But if you're looking in that range of players, and he's still a top 10 in either left wing, right wing. Stamkos, he's supposed to be healthy now, 100%. He has no more restrictions. So I'm targeting him everywhere. And you're getting a potential, you know, first round talent in the third or fourth round, maybe.
Blue Wire Hustle. It's a brand new program where you can host your own podcast at Blue Wire. You can be just like me. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Now, it might not get to Dropping the Gloves level. It might be better. I don't know. Now, here's your chance. As a part of the program, you receive a personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. So many tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher. I don't even know what Stitcher is, but we will get your stuff pushed out there. And the best part is, it's only $15 a month. We pay $15 a month for Blue Wire to do this. So you're going to get the same deal as I do. It's unbelievable. So whether you're just starting from scratch or you have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to level up your sports experience. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/bluewire. Acceptance is limited. They're not just going to take everybody. So you got to have a good idea or a good podcast. So get in there. Check out the description box to find out more. That's bwhustle.com/join.
So if you can't grab a Laine or Stamkos in the earlier rounds, then wait on right wing and grab a few of those guys that are more underrated, like Mark Stone, Brendan Gallagher, Tom Wilson, who's just a category beast if you're in a hits or penalty minutes league. The guy's an animal, obviously. And which actually kind of brings me into my underrated player, which is actually Brendan Gallagher. So he's right now ranked on Yahoo the 15th best right winger and ranked 55 overall. But he should be higher. And I'm targeting him in every single league this year. Because since 2017 and 18, at 5-on-5, Brendan Gallagher is fifth in goals. Can you imagine that? Fifth. Would you ever have guessed that? He's behind only, in that time, Matthews, McDavid, Kucherov, and Ovechkin. We talk about elite's company there. Yeah, this is 5-on-5, but he's the goal scorer. There's no two ways about it. And he's first in that time in shots. He's ahead of McKinnon. He's ahead of Ovechkin. He's ahead of all those guys. You know he's going to get plenty of power play time, and he's going to contribute in penalty minutes as well if you're in a PIMS league, which our league is. Brendan Gallagher is a guy who's you're going to not be excited that you draft him, but he's going to be so good for you all season. He's steady Eddie out there. He contributes in those different categories. And with the new acquisitions the Montreal Canadiens made this year, especially on their right side, Anderson, Toffoli, Perry, there's a nice boost of offense across the board for the Habs. And Gallagher is obviously going to be a leading factor of that. I'm buying into this team. I'm buying into Brendan Gallagher. He's arguably the most underrated player in all of fantasy hockey. And I am 100% going to be targeting him in all my leagues this year. And finally, the deep sleeper at the right wing position is none other than Jake DeBrusque. Now, I know, I'm a Bruins homer. I don't care. I like DeBrusque a lot. He is ranked 265 by Yahoo. So they're assuming no one wants him. He's not going to be undrafted, not going to be drafted in most leagues. He's going to go undrafted. So he's someone that you could arguably or potentially draft with the last round pick if you wanted to. But like I said earlier, if he's someone that is not going to get drafted, you should be keeping an eye on him to have a pretty solid bounce back year. And we've seen it all the time. So like right now he scored 27 goals in his sophomore year. And then he took a step back with 19 goals and 35 points last year, which is basically 20 goals, 21 goals and 40 points in a full season. This is not really should be on anyone's fantasy radar with production like that. However, it's something that's completely normal. That kind of honeymoon phase you see from young rookies making an immediate impact on the year. And then that honeymoon phase ends pretty abruptly. Other teams start to game plan against you. Defensemen start to figure you out. They know you like to go inside, outside. They know you like to shoot from certain angles. They know you like to find those little backdoor goals. They start learning you, and they start game planning against you. And that's just one of the burdens that elite players carry. And I think DeBrusque struggled a little bit with that. But he's got the talent there. The pedigree is there. You're going to see him take a big step back this year. Or step forward, I should say. And a lot of times when this happens, guys adjust their game and you start to, after that initial lull following their rookie or sophomore breakout season, they're able to kind of perform at an elite level again. And I think you're going to see that from Jake DeBrusque. He's a talented kid. He's been working out a lot. He's gained a lot of muscle. He knows he needed to get bigger. He knows he needed to add physicality to his game, not only to stay on Krejci's line, on the Bruins' second line there, but to really earn those minutes at all, and ultimately score some goals, obviously. So he probably won't be on the first power play unit for the Bruins. He's probably on the number two. But he just signed a two-year deal. So he's betting on himself, and he knows that he can be better than what he was last year, and he can take a step forward even what he was his sophomore year 2 years ago. So we could be a very solid depth contributor to either left wing or right wing. He's got dual eligibility. If you find yourself looking for a high upside winger at the end of your draft, Jake DeBrusque should be on your radar. I like him. I probably won't draft him. 265, he's going to be undrafted in most leagues. But if you are in a deeper league, if you're in a league where you find yourself just super thin in one of those positions, give Jake DeBrusque a try. I think he's going to have a solid season. And that'll wrap up our third fantasy hockey episode of the week. Hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to tweet at us and tell me how wrong I am with all these picks. Dropping_gloves on Twitter. And we will catch you next time. Cheers. Hey guys, thanks for listening. Make sure you're following the show on Twitter at dropping_gloves for episode highlights, behind the scenes content, sneak peeks, and giveaways. Check out johnscottallstar.com/shop for merchandise, including t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and so much more. And please, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It's so important to helping us grow so we can keep delivering the hockey content and interviews with the players you love. Thanks, and see you next time.